irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, with Danny, of course. I don't know what I'd do here without her.
I don't know what you would do either.
But I'm really looking forward to the shows now that you're on, you know?
I know, right?
Right, they're really nice shows.
Every day is something new.
Right, and everybody loves them.
Especially with you, Sam.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're a pretty good co-pilot yourself, I must say.
Thanks, we're not going down yet.
No, we're just taking off, folks. Thank you all for joining us. Today is Tuesday, February 20th. And a couple things to wake up to. First of all, I went and, you know, I love my coffee in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And I make cappuccino. I have like a espresso machine and I make the foam out of the milk. So last night I bought some milk at the market, at the small market down the street, not at Ralph's or anything.
Right.
This morning I opened it and it looks kind of almost chunky.
Ew, stop
it. There were just a little bit, but I thought, you know what? Let me, you know, I need my coffee, right? So maybe even a little milk. So I shook it a little bit, put it in the foamer. You know what? The foamer would not foam the damn thing.
Because, Sam, it's not
it's
good.
It's thin. It's thin. It's too thin, and it probably thinks it's water, you know?
Wait.
So the machine
What was
itself,
the expiration date?
The 16th of February. Today's the 20th.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
You're not
I'm so freaking irritated.
Okay,
no,
but why?
What I'm trying to tell you, how does a machine know this is bad milk?
Because it probably smells bad.
No, it didn't. That's what I'm saying. I smelled it first. And it wasn't chunky. There was just a couple of things on the top, and I thought, well, maybe there's a few drops can't hurt.
No, you need to dump that in the sink as soon as
well,
you get
Well, I
out.
did.
What a waste of $5 for you.
Well, I only bought a small bottle, thank God. But it was still a waste, you know?
I got a coffee this morning, too. I usually get, like, lattes, but I feel like I'm just drinking sugar, and it never does anything but make me want to go poop. So today I tried a double espresso.
Yeah.
And it's too strong for me.
So sugar makes you want to go to the bathroom, but
Coffee
does.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't act like it doesn't make you want to go to the bathroom.
No, absolutely. That's why I don't understand people that go to the bathroom when they come to work.
Because they're drinking coffee.
We were talking about it, but let them drink the coffee before they come to work.
But they drink it all day long because I think, honestly, coffee might be a placebo.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't you think it's like we mentally think, okay, now I have energy because I drank this goddamn cup of coffee, but honestly, it really doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I never think about it that
except
way.
Except stain our teeth and make us shit. Like,
yeah,
that's
I mean, sometimes
it.
I'll drink coffee at midnight and go to sleep right after that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Right?
Like, I usually drink Starbucks and need a nap.
Yeah.
So I'm trying this espresso and it's really strong, so I'm thinking maybe this will work.
Right.
Because usually I get lattes, not espresso.
Oh, okay. So you got plain, straight espresso.
This is how high they filled the cup. That's it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't drink all this. I haven't even touched it yet.
Oh, I see.
Well, I had like
okay.
a couple sips, but they literally just filled it halfway.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that
for $4.
For sure. $4.
For half a
you
cup.
You see, for me, a cup of cappuccino is 70 cents when I make it at home. Comes out better than Starbucks.
Yeah.
Let me tell
but
you.
But how much was the original machine?
The
like $1,000, right?
Are you kidding me? $100.
Oh.
And then like about $30 for the foamer.
Yeah.
That's it. It's really worth it.
Wow.
Yeah, it really is. So that's one thing to get up to in the morning. No coffee. So I'm drinking Diet Coke instead. So if I have to start burping, you'll have to forgive
Why
me.
Why do you drink Diet? You know that's worse than regular soda.
I know, but I like the flavor and I don't want the calories.
Yeah, but you're killing yourself, like, slowly.
Duh, I'm killing myself. You've seen me smoking cigarettes downstairs.
Touche.
Right?
I guess your life is just out the window at this point.
I have risky behavior. What can I say? Then my son turned out to be the same way, you know.
He smokes cigarettes too?
No.
He doesn't?
No, he smokes weed, but he smokes like the wax with all the fucking tools and shit.
What's
you know?
The wax?
It's like they use a torch and like a special pipe. You wouldn't believe. I mean, people buy all this like wax.
Is it
like,
weed though?
Yeah, it's weed. Yeah, they take it off the THC. They take
it's
all
not synthetic,
the oil
right?
out. They take no, it's
oh, okay.
still natural. Oh, but sometimes they use like things that are explosive to make it to extract it.
That's crazy.
Have you heard of like explosions in home labs, drug labs, and shit? That's what it's from.
Well,
you
I mean,
know?
I haven't really heard of it except in movies, Sam. But
right, but think of people smoking oil and wax, and you'll see what I mean.
Wow.
You know?
Should I use
so that's heavy. So that's heavy duty. It's not like smoking a joint, you know?
So basically you smoke it and then you're just completely comatose after.
No.
Have
no,
you ever
it depends
smoked
who it,
it
is. To me, it's too much on my lungs, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but, you know, I go the traditional way. I grew up on rolling joints, and that's what I do.
Right.
Right. And our guest is laughing because she's probably not used to people disclosing of themselves through drugs. But what the hell? Marijuana is not
even a drug.
Exactly.
Like,
and it's now legal. And besides, you know what? I've already
It's not
dealt,
legal everywhere, though. This is
no,
crazy.
No. I mean here. Yeah. But it's more acceptable by the mainstream now. It's getting right. there. You know, so people don't look at you like the same thing as a heroin addict. But, you know.
I mean, I don't think heroin will ever be legal.
No, you shouldn't. It shouldn't. It's terrible.
I feel like weed is a plant and it grows
right.
from the ground.
Exactly.
Heroin, I feel like, is man-made, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's all
it's
chemicals.
It's like just like stuff
shit.
Thrown together.
Yeah, it's chemicals. Cocaine, same way. All the opioids that people get, you know, hooked on.
I mean, I've gotten like 3 or 4 surgeries and I've always done painkillers and I've never gotten addicted to them.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't have an addictive personality.
Well, that's good. You're lucky that way.
The only thing I get addicted to is guys.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Well, that's behavioral. You can probably change that.
No, I don't think I can.
It's not in the genes.
I'm
Come
29.
On.
I think it's just stuck in my ways. But yeah, like, no, I tried coke once and I was like, no, I'm never doing it. I didn't sleep for 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's too uppity, you know?
Yeah,
it makes you
like,
up too much.
You're not hungry. I can see why supermodels do it because you don't eat.
Right.
Like I did not eat
That's
for
right.
4 days. I didn't sleep. I was up. I drove from Huntington Beach to San Jose, back to Huntington Beach, back to San Jose without
Whoa.
Sleeping.
They must have put a lot of speed in there too.
And then when I came funny. Down, I was like out like a light. In college, I was a little addicted to Adderall.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, the ADD thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I aced every test I ever took studying on it, though.
Really?
Because mm-hmm. it makes you focus.
Cool.
It's like
yeah,
opens
it
your
does,
brain
right?
cells or something.
So if you have ADD, it helps. If
no,
not,
my
it's
roommate actually had ADD and she took it and she became like a zombie. Had like the reverse effect.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so if you actually have ADD, it makes you like comatose almost. But if you don't have ADD and
it's
you take
speed,
it,
yeah.
it's like speed.
Yeah.
So I always thought I had ADD until I took Adderall and I for sure don't.
Oh, okay, good. Well, less thing to worry about. About, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But stop being under pressure because you're 29. You don't need, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's in your head. It's not like in the genes that you're addicted to guys, you know?
Mm.
Once you find one, you'll be good, you know?
Yeah, if I ever do.
You will.
I don't know.
You will. You know what they say? Every pot has a cover, okay? Like there's somebody.
I've never heard them before, ever.
I know. I made it up. But there's something for everybody. Everybody yeah. have someone that fits perfectly with them.
Peanut butter to my jelly.
Yeah, exactly.
My yin to my yang.
Yeah.
I You're swear it's like
Lois
my...
Lane to Clark Kent. You
yeah,
know?
My yeah. Superman's somewhere out there, I suppose.
Yeah.
He's just not in California yet.
How would you like to get up to this in the morning and be either an Israeli or a Jew? Iranian official says that Tel Aviv would be razed to the ground if Israel attacks. So
what is that?
What's that?
Yeah, what
That's
is that?
That's from Iran, right?
Yeah, but what is Tel Aviv?
Tel Aviv is the big city in Israel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need to know that. That's where I'm from.
Now I know. Now I know.
It's a beach city. It's amazing. 24-hour
Is it like
day.
A resort place?
No, not at all. It's the big city like here.
Yeah.
But a lot of modern stuff, a lot of older stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crowded, but it parties all night. It's a 24-hour city, you know?
Yeah.
And people
so
go
like
there
New
from
York
all
city.
Over the world. Yeah, mm-hmm. but smaller, mm-hmm. much smaller, you know? But nevertheless, it's great. And we have a guest sitting here. We'll talk to her in just a minute. And she also happens to be Israeli born. So she's probably not feeling that great about this warning. But, Danny, what I wanted to explain to you is there's what they call mutually assured destruction, MAD.
Okay.
And that was like during the Cold War with Russia. They realized that whoever uses a nuclear bomb, right, guarantees their own destruction.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, so it's going to be mutual. Whoever throws a bomb, The North Koreans know that. The Iranians right. know that. Everybody knows that. Right. That's why nobody uses nuclear bombs.
I mean, how so did nuclear bombs even come into existence? Like, it's just so weird to me.
Well, they did. Let's put it that way. But that's for physics. But, you know, but what I'm saying is that the Iranians are, it seems like Muslims.
Who are they fighting
general,
with?
They're fighting with the whole world, pretty much. Everybody hates them, but they hate Israel. They're the country that most wants Israel to be destroyed.
Okay, what country are we talking about? North Korea?
No, Iran.
Oh, Iran. Okay, right. And that's where you're from. No, you're from
no,
Israel.
No, I'm from Israel.
Okay,
so the Iranians hate us.
Okay.
In other words, they want to destroy everything.
And everybody hates Israel, or just Iran?
Most people do.
Damn.
No, it's funny, but
okay,
no.
So
it's
who
the
has
country.
Nuclear bombs? Iran or Israel?
They all do.
Oh, everyone does.
Everybody does. So
it's
you
really
think about
stressful
that,
if you think about
right?
it,
right?
Like
yeah.
it's very stressful.
So it's not these countries that have the bombs we have to worry about. It's terrorists that might lay their hands on some dirty bombs, which are like unofficial nuclear bombs that they can detonate here.
Yeah, because every time I think of a nuclear bomb, I just think of Hiroshima.
Yeah.
And, like, that was terrible. And
right.
then people that survived died of, like, cancer and radiation, like,
right.
years later. I'm like,
but with today's
not
bombs,
that serious, man.
Today's bombs, everything's going to be destroyed.
Destroyed, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not
and
alive
plus,
for that.
You know, what happens is all the nuclear dust and stuff creates, like, clouds. Like, it's going to create very dark clouds. We're going to have an ice age again. You know, that's what they're saying, if that happens.
I mean, hopefully, like, that happens generations from now. When
right.
I'm not around to see it, you know?
Yeah, or maybe we'll live to a point where we can neutralize all of them. And
no, never.
We'll see.
I don't know why everyone just can't be at peace, though.
I'll tell you
like,
why.
Like, what the fuck are we fighting about?
They're
honestly.
Fighting about, it all comes down to, really, beliefs and religions and ideology.
Okay, but everyone doesn't need to be the same. It's 2019.
Yeah, but
it's 2018.
You tell that to 1.5 billion Muslims, okay?
Okay, but
that not everybody has
okay,
to be
okay, but tell
the same.
Me if I'm wrong here,
right.
or maybe this is just a super-duper American thought, but, like,
okay.
if Muslims don't like Americans and how they live...
Right.
I'm sorry to say this, but just don't fucking come here then. Like,
exactly.
stay where you're at. You don't have to deal with it.
But let's say that the people that come here are peaceful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't
are.
Have a problem with them.
Yeah.
But really, in the majority of the people do not favor Israel, okay?
Right.
And the Jews, period.
So weird to me.
So, and then they don't like Christianity either.
No, yeah.
So, and in their religion... They believe that if you don't believe what they do, then they can kill you.
Yeah, no, and
so
they
that's
can kill
where
themselves.
The war starts.
They really think that they're going to be like superheroes when they like blow themselves up to blow other people up.
Right, but the entire ideology in general,
yeah.
it calls for the killing. I mean, it was a religion that was spread by the sword. So when you say, why can't everybody live in peace? You can't because your enemies don't want you to live in peace.
Okay, but my question is why do they have to be an enemy? Just keep doing you where
right.
you're at. We're in a
yeah,
different
so why,
country.
Yeah, so why did they create a religion like that? Because there's
well,
no
I don't
tolerance.
Care what religion they have. Like, that's
well,
irrelevant,
but that's
it's
what
not.
The religion makes them.
Oh, phew.
Oh, the
We're
religion
good.
Is what makes them like that.
Yeah, I know, but I think to me it's just like, okay, for instance, people come over here with just the mindset, we're going to kill these people. Like,
right.
we're going to infiltrate ourselves in society, and then we're going to plan some crazy attack like 9/11.
Right.
For that, for you to come all the way to a different country to plan an attack, my thing is, what's the point? Just stay where the fuck you're at.
Right.
You don't have to
and
come
that's
here.
That's what we were asking.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's so weird.
So now you
to me.
See why there's problems with immigration right now. People are debating.
Yeah.
Who are we letting in? Who are we not letting in?
I mean, Trump's just not doing it in a classy way, but it's fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, we decided to keep politics out of the show.
And here we
and
are.
And that's why we enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
You know? So the hell with that. Anyway, we'll bring in our guest right now who's sitting here patiently, which I always appreciate. And we're joined by Neely Nathan. Welcome to the show, Neely.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Danny. Thanks for having me. It's a
Thanks
pleasure.
Thanks for coming.
Of
yeah,
course.
Great.
And, well, I told you you're going to have fun and stuff. And, of course, once we find out about you, it's also going to be interesting and relevant.
Absolutely.
Because what we say in the beginning is not relevant.
At all. And anyone listening, we do not care about politics, because sometimes I feel like the government can hear us and we're like, we are the last two people you need to worry about.
Yeah, and if we do worry about politics, we don't tell you. Yeah. It's an entertainment show. I decided after two co-hosts of constant politics and having to get into debates, and I mean, debates were fun, you know, but when people call you names and stuff on the air, you go, wait a minute.
What do you mean? Like your co-host called you?
Yeah, the last one.
What did she call you?
She said, you're not educated. No, she said you're ignorant. You need to be educated.
Okay, how did you react? Really? I feel like you would be really upset after.
I just went like, whoa. And, but she never apologized. She never said anything. She had done it again. And then I finally said, you know, this doesn't work for me.
Well, you know, if I just may segue
a little closer,
into this, in my reflection, really it comes from self-love, which is what is lacking in the world.
Right.
And that comes from when I'm a mother, mm-hmm. and I have a 16-year-old daughter. She was adopted from China when she was 14 months old. And so
nice.
My life as a mom, thank uh-huh. you, my life as a mom, I saw little kids
right.
from different races, different religions, and they don't judge. They just want to play. They
right.
just want to love. And somehow, as we grow up, we lose that
right.
because of the societies that we're raised in, the messages that we get, and we can't control our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But if we begin every day with meditation, no matter what religion you are, and have self-love and self-respect,
mm-hmm.
then hopefully that's going to pass over to the people that you interact with.
That's
right.
True.
I
absolutely.
Agree, yeah.
So it's what you put out there, right?
Yes.
And we were talking about yesterday, too. Except we were talking about her putting out there how sexy she is and everything. And that's why she attracts all these guys
yeah.
that she
Thank
doesn't
you.
Want, you know?
I know. I attract all types of guys that aren't good for me. That's another thing. Today, before I got here, I always read Twitter. Excuse me. Twitter, and some 17-year-old... No, not 17. 7th grade kid shot himself in the school bathroom with his own gun. And I'm like, how does
today?
This... Today.
Wow.
They're on lockdown. How does a 7th grader have a gun?
Yeah.
You know what? It's so tragic.
It's just so weird. Like, and as a parent, like, how do you not know that your kid is somehow like, hey,
yeah.
my 7th grader picked up a gun off the street? Like, I would know.
But you know what? The thing is that some kids are like, well, I don't know. In my childhood, we used to be out all day, the kids, right? The parents
right.
didn't really know what we did.
Right.
So maybe in some places in the country, it's still like that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, the kids are out with their friends all day.
I just, like, reflected on
parents
my own childhood, and my mom would always be like, you have to be back by 2 o'clock. I need to know exactly where you are, which is weird because we didn't even have cell phones back then.
Yeah.
Now it's like even kids in, like, 5th grade have a cell phone. My kid's going to have a cell phone at, like, 4. Use this for emergencies.
Oh,
like
you can even smaller than that. At 3,
yeah.
they're already, like, on the phones
they're
all
on
the time
phones,
with their
right.
YouTube videos and, you know,
right.
and now
the
parents
cartoons.
Give it to them for distraction.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, here.
But you can't take it from them, though.
No.
No,
because
they freak out.
They'll kill you.
Yeah.
Right. I grew up in West Hollywood in
yeah.
the 60s, and I remember my little sister and I would go out at 9 o'clock in the morning, go to the park. My mother would give us little sack lunches, and we wouldn't come home until all we heard was, just come home before it gets dark.
Right.
right.
Nobody bothered us.
Yeah.
We were perfectly safe. Other adults that we knew from the, you know, the other mothers and fathers would take care of us, and it was a different world.
Yeah,
it sure was.
It's so crazy. Yeah, I mean, I feel like now if you drop your kid off at a park, you have to be like, did he get kidnapped?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
did some sexual offender get him? Like,
I know, and you know what?
So weird.
Our parents didn't even have cars
mm-hmm.
or stuff like that, so
and we walked a lot.
So it wouldn't be like they take you from one place to another
mm-hmm.
like we do now.
Oh,
you know,
I'm
because
praying
they don't feel
my daughter everywhere.
Right. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Well, she starts driving soon, right?
No, you know what? The kids today, they don't want to get
they
a driver's license.
They don't want to get a driver's
and
license.
And I can't believe it because I
know.
I was salivating. I couldn't wait to get my driver's license.
Me too.
And get my car and take off. They don't want...
Really?
They're like, oh, maybe I'll do it next year. I'll take the driver's
right?
test.
I don't know if they're scared
well,
or what
I think
it
maybe
is.
Scared.
They're spoiled.
Plus,
they're spoiled
because yeah,
they
right?
have Uber, Lyft, and
That's
their parents
true, and their parents
them.
Are their chauffeurs, yeah.
yeah. The 101 is kind of scary, too. It's like 5 lanes. I've never seen a highway like that.
Yeah,
maybe
they're
the 4 or 5.
Wide.
I don't know which one I'm thinking about, but one of those highways...
They both are very wide.
I don't like that.
Really?
No,
does
I'm
it bother you to have that big...
I never take the highways here.
Really?
I always set my GPS for no highways.
Well,
I don't like them.
Yeah, but it's so much faster.
I don't care. I'll literally take that extra 20 minutes and go back roads.
It's wow, stressful. I never even.
It's very stressful mm-hmm. driving.
And people are just so impatient. That.
Road yeah. rage.
Like, beep. I'm like, dude, crazy. It just turned green 3 seconds ago. Can I breathe? Can I? Thanks.
But you see, some people come from other countries who drive here. And like I can tell you, we were talking about Israel. Before the light turns green, people already start honking at you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Crazy. And I'm like, yo, it just turned green.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of taking a selfie. Can you back
But let me tell
up?
You, as much as we complain here, this is the best place in the world. I'm telling
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. No, so. I'm going right. to have to agree.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I've definitely. Been around. I've seen.
I always think yes. that. I'm like, we're blessed. Like,
we
at the end of the
blessed.
Day, we are very blessed.
Thank God we are women in the United States of America.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Imagine if you were... elsewhere, mm-hmm. you know? And that's what people don't understand, you know? But I love that we're a room that loves the country and stuff because on Facebook, God, you see a lot of people that keep hating this
I
country.
I feel like why...
You know?
I mean, there's
we
definitely
can criticize,
some...
Like, we can criticize, yeah. but why hate?
Exactly.
It's like you can criticize your family,
yeah.
but why do you have to hate
criticize
them?
The food you eat. I mean, it's a normal thing to do.
Right.
Not yeah. every day is going to be a good day in this country, but it's still the best country to live in.
Right. Yeah. But it just goes to show you that even ideology that's not religion, still people feel so strongly about what they feel that they're right. That's why the hatred is, because
yeah.
otherwise
mm-hmm.
I don't understand the hatred. It's yeah. just because you're not like me. That's
it's
why
the
I
ego.
Hate you.
It's
exactly.
the ego.
That's
and
what
it is so counterintuitive to what religion is supposed to
be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's supposed to be about love and tolerance, and yet we see the opposite.
Right. And I don't know what it is either, because I'm not like really a religious person. Like I go to church once a week if I can remember to go, which is so messed up. But I've never like grown up and like studied the Bible or anything like that. But I remember like growing up, everything was so much easier and so much like, what's the right word? Like peaceful. Now I feel like the generations, like the kids are dealing with like a lot more that I feel like I didn't have to deal with. Like
they are. They
it,
are.
Like stuff that it's like, okay, kids going to like school with guns, that never happened
right.
when I was
but
a kid.
But let me ask this. Why are we so puzzled by this? I mean, look at the movies that Hollywood generates out there. Almost every movie has friggin' violence in it. I mean, we're attracted to the violence in this country. And
I don't think it has to do with violence. If you look at the history of the world, for thousands of years, we had more brutality, more
right.
violence.
Yeah, like
right.
Native Americans and pilgrims.
Okay, but
like,
what I'm saying is kids watch this stuff, and it's like glamorized, you know? Having a gun, having this, having that. They all look so cool. All these heroes and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, like Call of Duty is really bad, but I feel like movies, you need to be sane enough to know that this is a goddamn action movie.
That's right.
And if you can't, then there's something wrong with your mental capacity.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you have to copy what they do, but it's almost like they feel, hey, guns are part of life, you know, and it's cool to walk around with a gun or to own one and stuff. And besides, you know, I feel that it's the criminals really that have the guns, you know, and they'll always have the guns.
Yeah,
so you just
they
have
will always yourself. Get the guns.
Right.
I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that are illegal and people still get them.
Yeah.
Right.
So. It's
right.
so weird. Like, where do people find them? Like,
right. Yeah.
Like, is there like a black market on Craigslist? Like, hey.
Probably.
There's black market everywhere. You kidding me?
Yeah,
course.
You can sell like livers on the black market.
I mean, think about it. The people that sell the drugs and stuff, they have their own guns. Where mm-hmm. do they get them? It's not legal.
Right.
You know. So, but
I think it helps when people have a sense of belonging, and that's what's missing
mm-hmm.
right.
today. People
right.
don't feel like they belong anywhere. The family unit is not what it is. Society, they don't feel like they belong.
Yeah.
And with social media, in 1 second, your friends and then all of their friends know that you were just blasted and made fun of.
Right, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday on the show, and it's like social media has become like, Sam was telling me how he watched Black Mirror and like people rate each other. Just like, not, we don't even have to have a conversation. You can just like rate me.
It's
like,
terrible.
Oh, she's a
right.
she's a one. But that's like how society is, and it's unfortunate. But I mean, there's people that can take it, and there's other people that can't.
Right.
You know, like
no,
I don't.
That's true. There's all kinds of people. Look, it's human nature also. Violence is one of our traits and characteristics. If you look through,
oh, we've
history.
Gotten much better. If you look at
that's
the
history, true, right?
Much better.
Yeah, we don't beat each other with like ball and chains, and you know, and My God, the stuff they used to do.
Like
you
stone
know?
People?
Yeah.
I love watching Netflix and all the historical shows on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It really opens up your eyes.
Right.
And you see how people were.
Right. They were so cruel, right?
So cruel.
I mean, in the battlefield with swords and stuff. I mean,
I know.
Think of
That's so weird.
The carnage and stuff, you know. Anyway, look where we got to talking. And we have Neely Nathan in the studio. And she's actually a senior mortgage banker broker. You work for Century City West.
C2 Financial. I'm the Century City Los Angeles rep, and I am the banker with a heart.
Aww.
Oh, and there is an article about you about banker with a heart. That's Century City News, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
If you guys just look up Century City News, banker with a heart, you'll probably find it. An amazing article, really.
Thank you.
A long article, too, from last August. So, but that's for the readers. Let's find out. So it's C2 Financial Corporation, right?
C2 Financial. We are the second largest mortgage broker in the country.
Really?
Yes. Last year, we funded $3 billion in mortgage loans alone. The corporation is in San Diego, and we're pretty well branded in Southern California. There are some of us up here in Los Angeles.
Very cool. How long have you worked with them?
Well, I've worked with them for about 5 years. Before that, I was at J.P. Morgan Chase and from 2000 in Century City. So I worked in retail banking, and now I work as both a banker and a broker. Do you want to know the difference?
Well, yes.
Okay. So a banker is where you lend direct money. So that's your five major banks, or you don't have to be a five major bank, but it's your money and you are a direct lender. A broker has the advantage of working with, for example, C2 Financial. We have over 100 lenders that we work with. Some of them are very big, some of them are midsize, and credit unions and community banks. So we don't have to be inside the box. If you go to a major bank, they have their guidelines, and if you don't fit into their box, you can't get a loan. So with a broker, we have many different loan programs and many different banks that qualify in different ways. You don't have to have tax returns. You could do it with bank statements. Mm. They'll take a lower credit score. So if you're a person that feels maybe you're outside the box, definitely use a mortgage broker.
I see. So there's a lot more options and opportunities going with a broker.
Right.
Okay, sounds good. So it's almost like when you go and get insurance and you get like an independent agent that can draw from different companies, not like directly, you know. So that's what I'm saying. You just have much more access to much more resources.
Exactly.
Than just if we go directly to the bank.
Right.
Gotcha.
Now, on that note of low credit score.
Yeah. Everybody has.
Did we talk about
how
that?
How do we fix that? How do we fix that?
Well, first of all, let me say, be very leery of companies that can promise you that they're going to fix your credit.
Right.
I don't recommend any of them. We're really not allowed to.
Right.
But there's things you can do on your own. You can, you know, they have the free credit checks. I don't want to
like Credit Karma.
One. Yeah, you
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, but Equifax and TransUnion and
my credit score is
Experian.
So effed with a capital F, Sam.
Okay, but listen, you'll have an opportunity to fix it. I'll tell you how, okay? And not illegally. That's what she's about to tell you. You write them letters.
Yeah, please tell me.
Listen, you write them letters. You tell them, I want proof of this, proof of that.
Wait, proof of what?
Of the bills that they're telling you haven't paid.
I mean, I know for sure I haven't paid them. It's fine.
No, I know. But the thing is, you can actually, just by contacting them, right? And
it's important to get a copy of your credit score and check everything and check the dates. Anything that's over 7 years, you can usually have it removed.
Right, which it's probably removed.
What about student loans?
Well, anything
it's been
federal,
like 10 years.
Listen, you need to download Credit Karma.
I do. And I literally just cringe every time they email me and say, your credit score has lowered. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah,
I don't even look.
But that's the point. You see, you're running away from it. You need to run towards it and fix it.
I act like an 18-year-old.
It can be done. Listen.
It can be done.
At one point, I earlier in my life, I had to file bankruptcy. So I had to start over.
Right.
And
what happens when that happens?
So yeah, it's like your score goes down to like 300-400, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh, shit.
And now I'm in the high 700s, you
okay,
know?
Okay, yeah, but it goes down
so
to 3.
So I'm in excellent.
Good
and
for
in
you.
A few years,
yeah.
But it just for taking steps with them to tell them this is not mine, you know, this is, show me the proof on this one if they can't come up with the documentation. And many times it's been through a few lenders already, right? Or creditors
right.
or whatever.
Right.
So
right.
by then they only have like a note that says this person owes that much money. But if you go give me the original invoice, they might not be able to find it and then they take it off. Things like that, right?
One tip I could tell you. One tip I can tell you is you don't want to necessarily close your accounts and pay. You want to keep at least one open. And traditionally, they tell you you shouldn't be using more than 30% of your available credit line. But actually, that's a little bit of a myth. You should be using only 5-10%
right.
of the credit line to
for
get
your
score
own sake,
up.
Right?
For your own sake,
right?
Right.
Also, that you're not in that much debt, you
so
know.
So, when you file for bankruptcy, do you start like is your credit like every, all your all those loans and stuff are closed?
Right, except for student loans and taxes.
So
and
that would be
like
irrelevant for me because what's screwing me is my student loans.
Yeah, I see that.
You know
how
what?
Many young people are dealing with
it's like
that?
Ridiculous.
You
it's like, why did I even go to college?
You should
not
try
even
to
doing
call
anything
them. You should try to call them and see if you can negotiate with them.
Yeah.
On the student loans. I definitely recommend
it. Yeah, just don't run
that.
Away from it. Take care of it.
I'm
take
running.
Care of it.
I'm running all
no,
the
but,
way up the hill.
But without credit, there's nothing, man. Right?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
all the doors are closed to you. When
I know. I can't even get a house.
Well, you know, we have a lot of programs that are opening up. You can get an FHA loan with a credit score with your in the 500s.
Yeah, mine's
really?
Definitely in
yes.
the 500s.
Ah. Yes, you can still buy a house using FHA, and we have a lot of other first-time home buyer. Now, the definition of a first-time home buyer is someone that hasn't owned a home in 3 years.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. What about
right.
own a home
so it's
ever?
Not like in your whole life.
Correct.
Great. Great.
Yeah. And we have those programs. We there's a young couple, and I just got them approved for 100% FHA.
Are you serious?
Nothing down. Yeah, they have good credit. They have good jobs. More than just what's on your credit report and your credit score is your debt-to-income ratio. That's very important.
Yeah, so see, that's where I'm screwed right now, too, because I don't really have a job other than this.
Yeah.
So it's like
well,
my debt-to-income ratio.
So you'll do
ratio.
Something. We'll have to do something about you getting your ass in gear and doing some more stuff.
I know. Well, I send my resume like 1,000 times
that's
a day.
That's not enough. I'll give you some guidance. You need some guidance.
I know.
You're lost.
I'm so lost.
Right.
That's tragic. My life is tragic right now.
Yeah, I mean, there are some things you need to be aware of before you want to buy a house. You
I mean, I'm not ready for that anytime
right.
soon.
It doesn't sound like it. You want to make sure
like when
that
I'm pregnant, I want to buy a house.
But I am. You know, I am. I'll tell
really?
You why. Yeah, because, look, I'm divorced
okay,
twice.
Let me get you
I'm divorced twice. Listen. Yeah, but maybe we can use me as like an example
sure,
for our listeners or something.
All right, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'm divorced twice. I don't have a house. I'm living in an apartment. I have for many years, but I want a house now. The only problem is this. I'm living in an expensive area, which is Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
So a house here would be at least $800,000.
I thought it was more affordable out this way.
At least $800,000.
At least.
At least.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the cheapest.
Right. Like, but how big is
like
the
in
house?
Like in this area. Probably, like, what kind of a house can I expect for $800,000 here in Sherman Oaks?
In Sherman Oaks, I would say a fixer.
Right.
And,
God.
We have renovation loans. We have amazing renovation loans where it's one loan. It's your 30-year fixed acquisition loan to purchase. And on top of that, they add what you need for renovation.
Ah,
one loan.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a good way for you.
That's a good way
in.
To do it for fixer up
yeah.
or something.
I think that's insane because like you can get like almost close to a mansion for $800,000
exactly
back home.
Somewhere else.
Like
so that's
a
what
ridiculously
I'm saying.
Huge house that's
right.
modern.
But it
for
shows you what, how much location matters, right?
California,
but
New
I don't
York
have to live here. I really don't.
Where would you
so
like to live?
So I can live in Woodland Hills just fine. You know.
Yeah, you
and it's
value.
Cheaper there. I mean, we got a very nice house for my parents. A couple years ago for a good price, you know, so there's still stuff there, and then I'll make the drive here. I don't care.
So here's a few things and steps that you should be taking.
Right.
First of all,
and let me tell you also that my credit is excellent.
Okay.
All right. My income to debt ratio is pretty good.
Okay.
All right. And, but I own two houses, so that's why it's nice to know that you're saying I can be a first-time buyer, again, as far as FHA is concerned, right? Is
yeah, well, if FHA, you don't have to be a first-time home buyer.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
You could use FHA. But here are some things you have to do.
Right.
Your down payment
right.
has to be seasoned
right.
and sourced for at least 2 months.
Right.
So you want to make sure your down payment is in one bank account.
Okay, for how long?
Months.
For 2 months.
For 2 months.
That's okay,
what they want
yeah,
to see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wait, what?
And if you're paying, here's
yeah, she's like, we're losing her. So maybe just finish this and we'll move on to more general stuff. Because
it's interesting because I've never actually had this conversation. Anytime my parents start talking about this shit, I'm like,
right,
I'll be back.
You zonk out, right?
Yeah, like yeah. I just totally zone out.
Yeah,
so
because
now you
she
guys
figures
are
I can't get a house, so I'm not going to listen
yeah, like,
to
I
this.
Yeah, like I just don't like care almost.
That's okay.
But I should
throw
care.
Out
but we are going to just finish this, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
You can take a
tip.
You can write text.
Another good tip. For renters,
yeah.
right, is you want to make sure you're documenting your rent. There's nothing worse than this happened to me with the loan. I had a family that they were like a brother and a sister and a mother, right? And then when the lender asked them, well, we need proof that you've been paying your rent. We need 12 months of canceled checks or 12 months of your bank statements.
Right.
One of the borrowers, the son, would just give his dad cash.
Right, so he couldn't prove that he paid rent.
He couldn't prove it wasn't documented.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then,
gotcha.
You know,
like, I pay mine, like, with, like, just online. So
that's fine.
Because now you can, like, do a login.
As long as it's you have to
have
a document and have it go through
well, wouldn't
your
wouldn't that be
your
on
account.
Your credit report anyway?
No, not
no,
rent.
No, not the...
Not rent.
What
not
the rent.
I'm like, I was wondering why my credit score hasn't gone up. I'm like, I haven't missed rent.
Yeah,
everything,
no, rent.
Everything else is horrible, but not my rent.
Right. No. Actually, you know, there is something now for landlords, I think, where they're going to be putting rent on the credit report. They should.
So why do they threaten you then?
That's a big chunk of what people pay. Why
right,
not?
But I'll tell you why. Because you're expected to pay it, first of all. It's also not a debt. I mean, you didn't really borrow money, so you're not paying off anything.
But when you get, like, if you're late.
Because you're paying it in advance. You pay rent on the first, and that's
right.
in advance for the entire month with the mortgage. It's in arrears.
Right. Oh,
wait,
I see what you're saying.
Card.
Right.
It's
so it is like a loan.
So it's a debt. Yeah.
It is a loan.
An
yeah, yeah.
So an apartment's
no,
not
absolutely.
A debt.
Absolutely. No,
but then how come one's
still
a debt?
You can, why? But you can move out at any time, you know? I mean, it's just like...
Yeah, but if they...
But at any rate, I mean...
It's a lease contract.
But if you're late on rent, they send you an email like, you got 3 days to pay or quit. And if you don't pay it, it's going to mess up your credit report. But you're telling me it's not even on my credit report?
No,
so now I'm
going to
be like,
won't.
Boop! Anytime I'm late.
But listen, the point is it'll hurt you when you try to get another apartment.
That's true.
You
and
know, they could give them
it's
that.
It's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, rents are so high in Los Angeles.
I pay $1,400 for my bedroom,
that's
and I'm in
cheap.
A three-bedroom.
Wow.
Or for a one-bedroom. For wow. a bedroom.
For
a room.
A bedroom.
A room.
For a room.
It's That's insane.
You're crazy. Well, the first thing you need to do is move out of Hollywood.
Well, my lease is up in August.
What?
August.
So until then, you have to pay $1,400.
Yeah, and like literally, it's been stressful.
What if you tell them you can't afford it and you have to move out?
I have, and they've literally sent me emails. We don't care. They're like the worst.
No,
anyone looking into Wiseman, do not move into Wiseman.
All right, whatever. Anyway, so
like
listen, I want. We only have you know about 12 minutes left or so. Neely, tell us some of the things. So what's a banker with a heart? What do you mean by that?
Well, I have to tell you, when I first started in banking, I was shocked to learn that there is not a set interest rate. So coming from the public and being newly trained as a loan officer, I was really surprised. I just thought, that there was, you know, one set interest rate.
Right.
And there was just a lot of things that I learned in banking that they did back then. And all the new improvements with the law, I fully support. The consumers are more protected today. You have a lot more disclosures. There's a lot more transparency and accountability in banking. And so I'm happy to continue in it.
Yeah.
And my point of view is I always wanted to give people all the options, not, you know, okay, well, this is going to be better for me.
Right.
Right, which is what happened from 2000 to 2007. That's why we got into so much trouble. So the new laws have protected the consumer.
Okay.
And the we have disclosures where everything has to be disclosed and transparent. But having said that, there are still loan programs and loan products that you need to know about that could really help you. And so my whole philosophy is I do have a heart because everything, it is personal.
That really is.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything
plus you've been
personal.
In real estate as well, right? So
I was.
So you know what's going on. Well, I'm definitely using you because I'm going to buy something soon, you
Thank
know?
You.
So no, really. And it's funny how many guests on the station I actually become their customer.
That's good, though. It's good networking.
Because you get to listen to what people say, and you go, wait a minute, you totally qualified to help me. You know, because, so it's very encouraging to know that there are people with heart that actually care and can find different options for you,
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, because from a consumer's point of view, you're like, wow, this is like too big for me. I can't deal with all the mortgage and the loans and the real estate
right.
and the buying the house
right.
and the commissions and, you know,
and
the escrow and all that. Yeah.
Here's another thing you really have to consider. Everyone thinks, well, a 30-year loan is what I want, right? The first 13 years of your mortgage, you're paying mostly interest for 13 years.
Right.
If you look at an amortization chart, it's not until you hit after the 13th year that you start hitting that principal.
Right.
Right?
So, like, what if you don't live in the same spot for 13 years?
Exactly. Well, statistically, people rewrite their mortgage every 7 years. They either refinance, they cash out, or they sell the home.
Right.
So the first thing you need to think of is, do I really need a 30-year loan?
I'm never
true.
Getting a house.
Listen to me. Stop being so desperate, okay? You're going to find a rich guy, all right?
If that's literally what I need, though, at this
point. If that's what you want, you'll
find
someone
like that.
Like, hey,
babe, this is all you. Like,
exactly.
My credit is not going to help us out here. I'll stay home with the kids. You have to hold this fort down, literally.
There you go. You see? I mean, you're gonna have a role. He'll have a role. Everybody's going to be happy.
And then he controls me and my entire existence because he owns the
house. But you'll still do stuff. I mean, you don't have to be like... Just a stay-at-home mom for the rest of your life.
Have you seen Enough by J-Lo? J-Lo's movie?
No.
Okay. That's why I don't want a man to buy me a home, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Why? What happened in that movie now?
She was working at a diner, like, making chump change like me, and then this rich guy comes in, like, swoops her off her feet. They get married in a couple of months, and then, like, maybe a year into the marriage, he starts, like, cheating on her, but he pays for everything.
Right.
Their big-ass home, everything starts beating the crap out of her, and she can't leave
because
he's crazy. And I'm like,
well, oh
that,
my gosh.
A lot of men are like that, though.
That's the problem.
It's like a control thing.
Marriage is fine as long as it's not a legal marriage. If you want to get married to somebody spiritually, I'm all for that, and I support that.
That's
Once
so funny
you
that
get
you say
into
that.
The system,
it's like done. It's
and then
wrap.
It doesn't work out because nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, then the judge tells you who
right.
gets the kids,
That's
who
true,
gets
right?
the car.
Yeah, but you know what?
Why get into the system?
Yeah, but my whole thing is I agree with you. I always say...
Where were you when I got divorced?
I always say I want the ring and the party. I don't want the actual marriage. But then my dad was like, I get what you're saying, but if he decides to leave you after you guys have been together for 5 years and he has all the money, you're leaving with nothing. He's leaving you with nothing. And I'm like, okay, so that's why I would want it on paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what's mine is yours, sweetie.
Just take care of yourself. There's no reason why you can't, as a woman today, take care of yourself.
It's hard,
and
man.
Not rely on anybody.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I'm trying. It's hard.
Yeah. Listen, the last few minutes, Neely, by the way, for those of you just joining us, the question is, why the hell are you just joining us now? It's the end of the show. But I hope... But you can always catch the beginning in the archives, of course, and that's why we love the station so much and how it puts everything. So if you miss it live, you can listen later. Neely, Nathan, so how can people find you? How can they get a hold of you? I know how to get a hold of you, and I will. I'm telling you that because I feel confident that you take care of me, and because... You do have a heart.
Thank you very much. Well, let's see. They can Google mortgage broker Century City, and my Yelp will come up, my Google business page, and I have a couple of websites.
Nice.
So, mortgage broker Century City, or Neely Nathan, N-I-L-I, Nathan Mortgage, and I'll come up everywhere.
There you go. That's the easiest way to find
and
is
wait,
Google
one,
people.
One more thing. If they email me, I will send them a free ebook on how to fix your credit and how to prepare to get a loan. So my email is losangelesmortgagebanker@gmail.com.
Okay. Sounds good. So you positioned yourself to be the LA broker, which I love. You know, I mean, you got to be there first.
Right, the mortgage lady.
Do you think I would be a good real estate agent? Do you think I have the personality for it? I feel like
definitely.
I could talk someone into buying a house.
Well, you know what?
With your sexy poses and stuff.
Yeah, you really can't talk anybody into buying a house, but you're very warm and friendly and
my
honest.
My whole life, people have
you
told
seem
me
like
to do
you're
that.
Honest. Yeah. And I think that's what's important. People can smell when you're
but
not
do you
honest.
Want to do that? Is
I
that what you want
I
to do?
You know, I was an insurance broker for years.
Really?
I sold the shit out of some insurance.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You see, you can sell. You're probably a good salesperson, right?
Yeah, of course I am, I just wasn't happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, well, there. You see, we finally found something you're strong at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also like talking to people, so it's, like, easy, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, when customers and talk to me.
You're definitely a people person.
Yes,
you know?
She is.
You should not be sitting behind a computer in an office for 9 hours, you know?
That's what I'm saying. But I actually went to an interview because this guy that does real estate was looking for a personal assistant, and he was like, it takes years to build up clientele to actually make money off a sale. And I was like, I don't got time for that. I'm almost 30.
She's running out of time.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if I started at like 21, I'd be killing it.
But why are you like giving up already at 30? No. I mean, it's just the beginning of your life.
That's just his opinion. That's how there isn't one way for everybody.
Yeah.
It might be a different experience for you.
And then remember that like a couple years ago, like there was like four real estate agents that just like got kidnapped and murdered, and I'm like, oh my god.
Really?
Don't put your picture on the email. Because they'll like literally set it up like, yes, I'd like to come look at the house, aka kill you.
Yeah, that's
that would be
crazy.
Me, I feel, because I would have like some type of pose, and they'd be like, hey, can I see this house at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
But today, just to bookend the opening of your show at your open houses, you could put out the marijuana cookies and brownies and stuff like that.
There you go, right?
Can you really?
And you'll be my guest on that stuff. You see, she knows.
So funny.
Anyway, Neely, Nathan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're a lot of fun. She was wondering, what are we going to say for about real estate in 50 minutes? I said, you'll see.
Yeah.
We'll run out of time. And we still haven't talked about a lot of stuff. So you're welcome back anytime, okay?
Thanks for coming.
You'll come back again.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. And listen to you over there, Denny. Cheer up. Okay.
Sam, I'm not in a bad mood.
No, that's not what I mean.
You mean, don't be so sad about your life.
Exactly. Cheer up. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.